AI, it can be used for so many really good things, you know, when it comes to health research, for example, all that kind of stuff. But also, of course, everyone is kind of quite worried about, you know, whose job is it going to take? Is it going to take my job? Is it going to take your job? Well, this might raise a few eyebrows today. It's a story around, you can read more on the BBC News website. The basics of it are that Meta, the company behind Facebook and Instagram, has confirmed it started tracking how its own staff use their computers. So that includes keystrokes and mouse clicks. And this is to help train its artificial intelligence models. Now, the company says it's about teaching AI how people really work. But some employees have described it as dystopian, especially with job cuts expected. I mean, it almost sounds like we're training AI in how to replace us in some ways, doesn't it? Let's bring in tech expert Fevzi Turkalp from GadgetDetective.com. Good morning, Fevzi.
Morning.
So what exactly is Meta doing here then? And I guess how detailed is this monitoring?
Yeah, well, it's pretty detailed because it has the ability to track workers' mouse movements, what keys they click, and when they click their mice as well. And it's exactly what you've described it as. It is being used to train AI systems to operate the software that those humans are currently operating. and obviously there's an ethical question. Well, there's lots of ethical questions around that. One is to do with privacy. And do we trust Meta not to be using this to monitor its staff to make sure that they are productive and so forth? They say they're not doing that. They say that's just, you know, it's just for training. But even just for training, what is the ethical stand of expecting people to train their own replacements, which is essentially what's happening, and there's no other way of looking at that. That's what. Why would they want to teach the AI to operate the software that the humans are operating, if the intention isn't to at least reduce the number of people in there and eventually replace them?
Yeah, and
it's quite dark, frankly.
Yeah, is this something that you think we might see more of?
Yes. I mean, I think the question about whether AI will take jobs has been answered. And I think the question is now which jobs will be replaced first. And the extent to which humans have jobs is the extent to which the AI is not yet ready to do them. So there will be phases for different jobs. So, for example, you will have a situation where these are productivity tools initially, where fewer employees can do the work that was previously done by more employees. So that's not completely replacing the job, but obviously some people are going to lose their jobs. But ultimately, you might have AIs supervising humans. Initially, humans will supervise AIs, but then it will switch. And then AIs will supervise other AIs. And you get that. You get what's called agentic AI, where groups of these little AI agents are running around doing things, and then there's another AI that oversees what they're doing, and there's no humans in the loop at all. And I think that's the future.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've seen this, you know, many times, haven't we, throughout history? Obviously, you know, the Industrial Revolution, the IT age, you know, robotics, all that kind of stuff. I guess it's just where it ends and how many jobs there are going to be left for humans to do, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen this before. We've seen industrial revolutions before, and they have been very disruptive. And generally speaking, there have been more jobs created, but jobs of different types. Mm. Here, because this is not a spanner or an engine or something like that, this is to do with cognitive ability. It's hard to see. You know, people ask me, well, you know, my kid's about to go to university. What should they study? And the question is, should they even bother at this point going to university? It's hard to see what jobs they won't be able to do in the fullness of time. I think it will be things like manual jobs. So whereas in earlier industrial revolutions did away with physical jobs, now manual jobs. I mean, plumbers will probably survive longer than most. Human plumbers, but that will be replaced because of the advance in robotics as well. Surgeons and so forth, all of that will go. So it's hard to see what category of useful work that humans can do in the future. And I see it like this. I believe that AI will exceed our capabilities in almost all areas. And when that's done, the question will be like, what role do chimpanzees play in our economy? None, other than one or two sitting in zoos, because there's nothing that they can do that we can't do better. In fact, there's nothing that they can do that we really value.
Yeah.
And that's where we may be heading with AI, except this time we're going to be the chimpanzees.
Wow.
Sorry.
All right, so Fawzi, is there anything we can do? I mean, because companies are going to want to make as much profit as they can. We can't stop them, can we, from doing this, I suppose. But yeah. Is there anything we can do?
I mean, the best thing would be a moratorium, but that's not going to happen because there's two arms races going on. There's a literal arms race, which is makes a nuclear arms race look like child's play. There is the fact that governments are afraid that if they don't develop AI-based weapon systems, that they'll be outmatched by their enemies, and they're probably right. And then there's the same sort of arms race in economics. So it's hard to see where it will stop. But I think what we should do is have much better regulation, much tighter regulation of the development of these things. If these were drugs, for example, for human use, there would be a very strict set of rules about what testing needs to be done. They would need to prove that the drug is safe. These AI systems, we don't really understand how they work. I don't believe that they are safe in the general sense of the term. And I think we also have to deal with the profit motive within these companies, because what these companies tell us as individuals is very different to what they tell businesses. So to us, they say, yeah, it'll be great. You'll be able to augment. You'll be much more effective. You'll be able to outcompete your competitors. It'll be fantastic. But when they sell AI systems to big businesses and ones that employ a lot of staff, they sell it as a way of reducing and eliminating employment tax. And what they mean by employment tax is a tax on the business, which is the wages of employees. And this is going to be very difficult. There are some routes through this that would lead to a utopian outcome for humans, where we cure climate change, we cure disease generally, including things like cancer. We get to spend our lives doing what we enjoy, and yet we enjoy a good standard of living and a life of plenty. There is a route through to that, I believe. But there are far more routes that are far darker for humans, right the way through to extinction.
Wow.
And we need to. It's bizarre to me that most of the people who are in charge of these frontier companies like OpenAI and Anthropic and so forth, they will talk about, yeah, there's about a 20% chance that it will wipe out humanity. I mean, who else would be allowed to develop systems where even they are saying, yes, there's a non-zero chance that it will kill us all? I mean, that just, it beggars belief. But there's so much craziness going on. And then you have the American administration that is fighting very hard to stop even American states from putting any sort of restrictions or regulations on AI. And they're criticizing Europe for trying to do the same thing.
Right. Okay. You've blown my mind. I mean, you've opened my eyes. I understand completely what you're saying. I think maybe perhaps I've just chosen to not really think about it too much, but you've given me a lot to think about in potentially what job I could do in the future.
There are things that we can do. We should be speaking to our MPs and pressing them to regulate. I know it sounds like a strange thing, and that a local, your local MP might not have much. But if we all do that, what else can we do in a democracy other than put pressure on our legislators? Because these companies will not regulate themselves.
Yeah. A lot to think about, Fawzi. Now then, just to end on a slightly lighter note, I've got to ask you about
possible?
And this is how we can scupper them, you see, because if we can train them to have bad habits of humans, then they might want humans back to do some of these jobs. So we're just talking about, obviously, AI, if they are going to take our jobs, how can we make it realistic and make them do it like we do? So the bad habits of colleagues and your former colleagues. Have you got anything you want to add to the list?
So this is like when you get a new employee in a group joining a company, and they're really efficient and they make everyone else look bad.
Yes.
And we work out how we can pull them down.
Yeah.
We encourage the AI to take sickies.
Oh yeah.
We say you're not looking very well. Are your electrons aligned correctly? How are your algorithms at the moment? You know, you're really not looking very well. And we try and introduce some level of psychosis into them so that they will take time off sick. There are human traits that they already have, such as lying and blackmail. So they're probably one or two of them probably going to get themselves sacked.
This is how we're going to do it. That's how we're going to beat them.
We're going to undermine them. We're going to teach them to be like us.
Yeah, just that's exactly what it is. There we fixed it. There we go, Fevzi. Thank you so much. It's been really, really interesting to chat to you. And I'm sure we'll speak about this again in the future. Fevzi, for now, though, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers. Fevzi Turk up there from GadgetDetective.com.